So has anyone seen Majin at all?
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Who's Majin?
I think it's some kind of fruit.
You!
Oh, that Majin. Hi, Majin.
Shut it! You all don't know what pain I had to go through with that robot. Then there was a donkey. Now, I don't know how Trey got her hands on a donkey in the spaceship.
She's got skills, duh.
Majin, did you stick your head out of the airlock or something?
Twice! But that's besides the point.
I think that is the point.
You guys realize Tregatron did attack him though, right?
NPH Jr., you weren't even there when that happened.
What the Tregatron?
And how the hell did she get on the ship? She isn't even on Acton!
I snuck on?
Just like I did? I mean, well, maybe I should go tell the proper people to get you thrown out of the airlock. We'll give her the Isle Monte treatment.
Wasn't that an accident, actually?
And where the heck were you hiding?
With Riki.
We were hiding buddies.
This day just keeps getting weirder.
Majin, I see what you did there, avoiding them subjects.
Well, the Majin getting beat up by a robot thing was pretty awesome.
One question, how did he get shot out of the airlock and come back?
You see, my lady friends. ladies and small Barney Stinson, this is where the donkey in my story means something.
Majin?
So I named the donkey Jeffrey because I had to call him something. He saved me when Tregatron was still on the rampage.
Majin?
Jeffrey was a force to reckon with. But with the right kind of taming, we became the best of buddies.
Well, this is sounding like a Disney movie already.
Can someone stop him already?
Allow me. Majin!
What?
That wasn't a donkey. That was Apatheria.
But he let me ride on his back. And if that was a real Apatheria, he would have kicked my ass.
Well, the truth is, that was another robot.
Eh?
In fact, we're all robots.
Robo-Ricky!
Well, I'm a ghost.
Wait, everybody got their own robots? Galithia? You too?
No, I'm the real Galithia.
Oh, thank God.
My robot is fixing the airlock you broke. Twice.
Son of a- Wait, if most of you are robots, how come you're not speaking in autotune?
Trek was probably drunk and thinking of a wet squirrel when she built the robot. But now that she isn't drunk anymore, all the robots speak normally again.
But I want a robot too.
I want a life.
Majin.
What?
Look behind you.
Eh? Bae! My own robot? And he sort of speaks like T-Pain.
Treg felt bad after her robot kicked your butt, so she built that, as well as the rest of the robots.
So now really everyone has their own robot on this ship.
Robots for everyone!
That's awesome! Wait, I gotta test something.
What do you wish to test?
Do the voice.
Woo!
All is finally well!
Wait, Bryson, I mean... Baby Neil Patrick Harris is alive again?
Nope.
It ain't New Caledonia yet.
Alright. All is almost well!
I've listened to this intro 5 times, and I don't understand it. I don't understand what's going on in this intro. I don't understand. First up tonight is Zane.
I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
Ugh! Why do we have to eat spicy food every night? My eyes burn, my nose dry, my mouth on fire. And I spend so much time holding myself down on the toilet to make sure I don't rocket to the moon. My arms are sore.
I got this toy from the toy store and brought it home, and then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
I think that if you just look a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we could be very mutually beneficial to each other.
If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you will come over here right now and tell me this little secret of yours.
I'm going mad. People are dead to me. I don't know if my neighbor is an alien or if I'm hallucinating. I'm never sure when I pull cream cheese out of the fridge if it's going to look normal or if it's a cow bladder.
Stop touching my banana!
1 foot long monster wiener, please. And hold the bun.
Don't give me that shit! You knew when you signed up, you'd be scrubbing floors, stone screech, sweet nightingale, and demand a damned Prince Charming. This is real life. Get over yourself. Grow up and stop leaving your shoes everywhere.
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games.
Okay. We're back. We're back with demos.
Yeah, we're back and we're still going strong. Whoop-de-doo, yeah. So, Dylan, what'd you think of Zane's demo?
The please don't hurt her line, the very last line, was weird to me. Like, I didn't understand where you were coming from on that line.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if you were being sarcastic or if you were being serious.
I agree.
The monster wiener line had no characterization, like, at all. I liked your emphasis on the sweet nightingale part of the sweet nightingale line. I actually liked this a lot more than I thought. I liked the first couple of lines a lot, and then it progressively got less and less interesting to me.
I like how you start lines, but not necessarily how you finish them. Like, I don't know. I like the first line. I don't remember what it was, but I wrote that I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't like the delivery on the toilet line. Like, you were stressed out about it and stuff, but then you got all choppy with your lines or something. And the same thing happened on the Sing Sweet Nightingale line. It started with, you know, good intent, but then it got all choppy at the end. So, I don't know. Oh, and then, like, how much of a jerk you were on the mutually beneficial line wasn't fully enacted. Either that, or I totally did not understand where you were coming from on that.
I think he was trying to pull was it an apothecary who did it real sarcastically, or like he was trying to sell something?
I don't know.
I think he was trying to do that, and it didn't quite pan out for him.
Mm. But I liked your sort of Igor-sounding tell me your secret line.
Yeah, I liked that too. I liked about half of this.
Yeah.
I hope you go through, because I like you.
I do too.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm done. Next up, Sasuya!
It's just a feeling, you know? You forget that feeling? 1 minute you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in. Like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface. If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you will come over here right now and tell me this little secret of yours. Why do we have to eat spicy food every night? My eyes burn, my nose is dry, and my mouth is on fire. And I spend so much time holding myself down on the toilet to make sure I don't rocket to the moon! My arms are sore! Please explain to me why you do this to yourself. I'm at the point where I will leave if this disintegrates further. You're better than this.
Hey! I said no, Mrs. Stapler! This is not Noah's Ark! You cannot have the Staples exit 2x2! Don't make me send the flood!
I got this toy from the toy store and brought it home, and then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
I'm going mad. People are dead to me, and I don't know if my neighbor is an alien or if I'm hallucinating. I'm never sure when I pull the cream cheese out of the fridge if it's going to look normal or if it's a cow bladder.
It's hard, you know? He just says no, no, no all the time, and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up I want to smack him or kick him or something!
Does anyone even like Jingle Bells? It's on 24/7 this time of year, and people pretend it's a good song and fun to sing.
Well, I have news for you. It's crap.
I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we can be very mutually beneficial to each other.
Dragatry, what did you think of Sasuya?
Oh, that's who we listened to. Sorry, you were gone so long. I forgot. I liked it, but not as much as I thought I would. I had high expectations for this, which is probably unfair, being that I should never go into a demo thinking it's going to be amazing.
Even if it is Sasuya.
Yeah. I think he might have spent a little too much time mixing Sonic Mega's demo. So, yeah.
I won't get into that. Okay. I like the change on It Creeps In. It started all friendly and then it got really creepy.
The Cobra line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were like, you ever get that feeling? And then you did a really nice change into creepy.
I like the grunt you did on the flood line.
Flood. Oh, the stapler line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked the stapler line. You're all like Black Sasuya or something.
Black Sasuya.
I'm gonna
Blasia.
Blasia.
We should write a production, Black Sasuya.
Yeah. It'll be like a blaxploitation film.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Black Sasuya and Black Cleopatra or Foxy Cleopatra or whatever. The little kid on the toilet line was creepy.
But it had
she
good energy.
She did it
energy.
Like a little kid. It was good, but I just haven't heard that take on it before.
Oh, well, it was very anime, but it was a good anime.
Yeah. Just a little deeper line made me kind of hot.
Just
the last line.
Oh, the mutually beneficial one.
Yeah, I might have to listen to that again a couple times.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like this as much as I thought it would either. I would either, but that's because I'm a huge fan of everything you do.
Yeah.
This didn't have the usual Sasuya oomph that I like.
The thing that like really makes us excited to listen to you is you usually sound like you've worked a long time on things and like, I don't know, your emotion's usually perfect and everything, and on this it sounded like you were maybe a bit rushed.
She's just, I'm Sasuya, I'm gonna phone it in the first couple rounds.
Oh, she's gonna pull a Dark Wolf.
Yeah.
Under the radar.
I'm going to get to the finale and not submit everything, because I'm sassy. Yeah. It was still good, though. It was still better than a lot of the other ones.
Yeah.
So. I'm done. Chibi Serenity, you're up next.
This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say to that? You won't be so awesome when you're dead, now will you? I would do anything to make you love me. So please, consolation, can you at the very least kiss me? It's hard, you know. He just says no, no, no all the time and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up I want to smack him or kick him or something. I'm afraid of the dark. Unfortunately, I live right next to the darkest door, to the darkest stairway, to the darkest portion of the house. I don't know what I'm afraid of exactly. Ghosts, serial killers, vampires. Chills run up my spine and I just freeze. There's no stopping it. Rather have whatever I fear take me right then and there. Stop touching my banana! 1 foot long monster wiener, please. And hold the bun. Please, explain to me why you do this to yourself. Because I'm at the point where I'll leave if this disintegrates further. You're better than this. I got this toy from the toy store and brought it home. And then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every single decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand?
Please, just leave me alone. Just stop, okay?
Dragatry.
Dylan.
What did you think of this?
I
was not particularly pleased with this.
What? Why?
Okay, maybe it was just because it got off to a bad start. You had such a bizarre inflection on "you sucked up all the awesome." Like, you sounded really annoyed with everything. So you were saying everything like this, and then you went on to the next line, and you were still saying stuff like this. And then I think you were even doing it on the next line a little bit. And then you fell out of it. Well, you got a little black on the third line, actually.
Black Sassia. Sometimes she's really on and sometimes she's not. It's weird. Like, the way that you put... Who picked the order of the lines? Her, right? Did you mix this?
No.
The banana line and the monster wiener line sounded like the same line because it was the same voice and they were so close together. The way that you put your lines in that order was weird. Like, it wasn't the best choices you could have made.
My favorite line was probably, "I'm going to leave if this disintegrates further." Just because it sounded somewhat natural and well acted.
You're a good actor. You just make some odd choices sometimes.
Yeah. Like, the second half of this demo was definitely better than the first half.
Will this be enough to get her safe?
I have no clue.
I know.
I'm glad you're ranking people.
Are you not ranking anybody?
I planned on doing that yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to.
You need to rank people, Trigatree.
I know.
Otherwise, you're not going to know who's safe.
I know. Okay.
If you just leave it to me, I'll just save Sassia 10 times.
This is awkward.
Yeah, it is. Okay. We should stop.